This is 91.9 KVCR News. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
The new Riverside City Manager, which we've talked about before, says he is going to be reorganizing the city's top brass.
Right. He didn't waste any time. He came right in with a plan. He is eliminating his own former assistant city manager position to save $150,000 a year. The two assistant city managers who served under John Russo are now gone. The city says they were released from their contracts as of 2 weeks ago. He's also promoting two of his former peers, two department heads, to become deputy city managers. And that was a position that had been eliminated some time back, and the city council just approved bringing back those two deputy city manager positions. He says it's going to make City Hall more efficient, more focused on service, serving the public, serving the city council, serving the city manager's office and the mayor, and also save money. As you know, that was a big issue with the contract of John Russo.
And was there any response to this reorganization from the elected officials, the city council, the mayor?
Well, the council is on board with it. As I said, they approved these two new deputy city manager positions, so they obviously approve of this reorganization.
Okay. Next, with San Bernardino County having finished counting its provisional and damaged ballots, we've got a little more post-election analysis here, Cassie. We talked about a lot of races, but we didn't talk about the San Bernardino City Council races.
Right. And, you know, the incumbents had a struggle. As we talked about last week, Mayor Kerry Davis came in second behind one of his six challengers.
In the primary, yeah.
But the same was true in the council races. In the second ward, the incumbent is not even in the runoff. His two challengers are going to be facing each other. Benito Barrios, who was a first-term incumbent, mm-hmm. is not going to be reelected. That's clear. Elementary school teacher Cecilia Miranda Dolan came in with about 40% of the votes, and a community activist, Sandra Ibarra, came in second with about 30%, so there'll be a runoff between the two of them. Two-term incumbent Fred Chaurette also had a very close race. He did not make that 50% plus one vote that he would have needed to avoid a runoff, so he'll be in a runoff against one of his challengers, Alexandra Beltran, who came in with about 27% of the vote. In the first ward, Virginia Marquez, the incumbent, had announced that after two terms she was not going to run again, and so there was an open race for her seat. Four people ran. There'll be a runoff between Gil Boteo and Ted Sanchez.
And in Riverside County, a school board member was recalled after racially charged Facebook posts that were publicized.
Right. His name is Joseph Barragan. He is a member of the Alvord School Board that covers parts of Riverside and Corona and unincorporated areas. He says that those Facebook posts that were critical of undocumented immigrants, blacks, and Muslims were hacked, that those were not his posts. However, the activist who started the recall says those were consistent with statements that he made as a student in the district. And so apparently voters believed it because a landslide against him, almost 68% of voters voted to recall him. There was only one candidate who ran to replace him, and her name is Lizeth Vega. She is a student at UC Riverside, and she says she will bring a new perspective to the school board, and she's a proud product of the Alvord School District.
Okay, so on we go to the general election. And finally, the San Manuel Tribe has donated $7 million to help fund two fire stations near the reservation in San Bernardino.
They are entering into a reciprocal agreement with the San Bernardino County Fire Protection District, which, as you'll recall, replaced the city fire department during that whole bankruptcy process to save money. However, the county fire department, which has about 70 stations all over the county, says that two of the stations in San Bernardino were too dilapidated to use. And so this money will help the fire district to replace them. It's about enough money to build one of them. And so the County Fire Protection District can supply the rest of the funds needed.
The tribe didn't have to give this money, the San Manuel tribe. Were they asked, or did they just say, these fire stations are a little too old. How about some new ones? Here's some money.
Well, the San Manuel actually have their own fire department that serves the reservation there in the foothills above San Bernardino and Highland. But what they didn't have was that mutual aid agreement with the county. And so this will create that agreement so that if they're short staffed for problems on reservation, the county fire crews will help out, and vice versa. If there's a problem in San Bernardino, they can come off the reservation and help there.
Interesting. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.